Item 9, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, submitting an informational report on the status of the farm and fish hatchery. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Smith, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. As you know, we've been responsible for an agreement with the Hunger Task Force operating maintenance of the farm and fish hatchery, which is a county asset in Franklin. And most recently, we've had some issues regarding pumping of water from a well across the street over at the House of Corrections and trying to deal with the short-term solution of continuing to produce fish at the fish hatchery. Working with the Hunger Task Force as well as the other groups involved in this, we wanted to give you an update of the situation regarding the fish hatchery as well as hopefully we'll get some feedback from Sherry Tufflers here as well from Hunger Task Force to sort of give a long-term vision of the farm and fish. Again, this is informational only, and if you we hope to come back with some short, long-term goals and objectives for the farm and fish hatchery as we continue our great relationship with Hunger Task Force.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I had passed around a map. It shows the lease holdings that Hunger Task Force currently has with us at the Farm and Fish Hatchery facility. So I'm going to start out with a little background and history and then go to some of the current things that we're doing with Hunger Task Force. As many of you know, the House of Correction had operated the Farm and Fish Hatchery for several years. At the direction of the county board, the Parks Department then assumed operation for approximately 1.5 years while negotiating with the Hunger Task Force. On April 19, 2012, the Hunger Task Force entered into a long-term contract with Milwaukee County Parks. Under this lease, the Hunger Task Force currently oversees and operates both the farm and the fish hatchery site in Franklin. As per the lease with the Hunger Task Force, they provide and stock approximately 40,000 fish per year in several of our ponds and lagoons within our parks. Fish species include bluegill, perch, trout, and other panfish. The Hunger Task Force also provides 10 cords of wood annually for the parks, pavilions, and lodges. In addition, the Hunger Task Force dedicates approximately 1 acre, and they grow pumpkins for the county parks, the county zoo, and other nonprofit organizations. In 2013, the Hunger Task Force set an all-time record in producing over 1 million pounds of fresh fruit and vegetables for the community that they serve. In addition, the Hunger Task Force has a work program that puts unemployed men and women to work, as well as gaining training and valuable work skills at the farm and fish hatchery. The Hunger Task Force staff has been working closely with our natural areas staff and has been ridding the 43-acre oak savanna of invasive plant species and restoring the hiking trails throughout this tract of land. The Hunger Task Force is working on future plans for renovating and expanding the farm's granary building into a visitor center. The Hunger Task Force, led by Sherry Tussler, their executive director, is working to expand fundraising efforts even beyond the very generous 3-year funding commitment from Harley Davidson. Last year alone, I believe Hunger Task Force had over 3,000 community volunteers out at the farm and fish hatchery. One issue that the Parks Director mentioned is that Milwaukee County and the Hunger Task Force has over the past several months is the failure of a pump and well casing. This happened twice within a 12-month period. This pump and well casing is housed within the House of Correction facility. The potential cost for the second repair became too costly and not very practical. To ensure that the fish in the hatchery would be able to stay viable, Hunger Task Force staff began recirculating water through the hatchery at the end of October. This continued until early December, at which time all 120,000 of the fish were put into the 3 rearing ponds on the property. The House of Correction at this time provided potable water service through a temporary piping system to the restrooms and the Hunger Task Force test kitchen. Hunger Task Force staff had 9 aerators going all winter long in the ponds to keep things circulating. The staff also was testing for ammonia, oxygen, nitrite, pH, and temperature. And the Hunger Task Force staff continues this testing presently. The Hunger Task Force, the Parks Department, the House of Corrections, professors from the University of Wisconsin School of Freshwater Sciences, the Wisconsin DNR, and a couple of contractors that both the county and the Hunger Task Force have worked with in the past, met a few times over the past several months to help determine a short-term solution to the water problem and also to consider some long-term solutions. In the short term, the Hunger Task Force successfully stocked over 47,000 fish into our parks and lagoons in time for our fishing clinics hosted in April. We'll also be having some fishing clinics this summer, and we do as well in the winter. We are happy that there was no significant loss of fish over the winter. Depending on the nutrient loads in the ponds, the Hunger Task Force staff may determine that we need to stock additional fish into our parks, ponds, and lagoons. Parks plumbers worked with the Hunger Task Force to put in a dechlorinator system as a temporary stopgap to dechlorinate municipal water so that the ponds can be refilled with fresh water. Especially after such a long winter, we need to freshen that water. Currently, the work group that I mentioned prior is looking at various long-term options or solutions for a water source for the hatchery. One option that was suggested is a well on the east side of 68th Street, closer to the hatchery. Another option could be a recirculating system. Currently, it's a flow-through water system. Funding sources are yet to be determined, but all parties have been working together to hopefully develop a long-term solution.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, and I know that all of my colleagues echo these sentiments, but Hunger Task Force does amazing work in this community. And so thank you to, I know Sherry is here, and whoever staff she's brought with her, your team over at Hunger Task Force, and the many volunteers. Incredible, just incredible. Mr. Smith did a nice job talking about the farm and how important that is, and it was very very upbeat. The elephant in the room, unfortunately, is the dealing with the fish, and it's coming down to a simple word called water. I don't know if you picked up the fact that 120,000 fish had to be moved into the three ponds. I don't know if you've seen the three ponds on the grounds. It's amazing to me that that would be 40,000 fish in each one of those ponds is incredible. I heard your options, and I'm not sure what we're planning on doing. I guess you should know that at least I was in receipt of a couple of terrible emails throughout the course of the winter about the status of what was going on. I made some calls to the Parks Department. Here it is May. Is there any talk of us digging a well for them? I hear options. I guess what are our action steps?
Well, Supervisor and Chairman, we brought together several folks at the table from UW-Milwaukee as well as Hunger Task Force, Parks Department, DNR, to look into that cost feasibility. There's also an interest from the Hunger Task Force to expand their operation to renovate and improve some of the other buildings. So there is an additional water need out there. So we are looking at and have met over the last several months on a number of occasions to look at that and look at those options as well as the feasibility and cost to that. And do it cooperatively instead of putting it all on one party or another. But I think it's a collaborative effort that we're all at the table talking straight up about the issues involved and keeping the farm and fish hatchery operational and maintained.
Mr. Chairman, if I may ask you if you could invite Ms. Tussler to the front. I think that would be important. I think that she obviously has answers to some specific questions. And Mr. Chairman, I would like to respond to the director's comments. Mr. Chairman, first of all, Ms. Tussler can come up, right?
Well, certainly. I was waiting for you to take a breath. Ms. Tussler, come on up.
She's never waited for me before.
I was being polite.
Oh, that's a first.
I know. Good morning.
Okay. Train of thought here. All right. All right. In one of the emails that the director of the Parks Department sent, at least to me, I don't know of others, but it was a cost of $610,000 for a water bill that, okay, and so Mr. Dart, if you could ask Mr. Dargle to explain what that $600,000 bill was for water and the fact that I think Hunger Task Force was asked to pay for or help pay. I was curious as to what that was about.
I believe Mr. Dargle's in receipt of your question.
Supervisors, Chairman, that was not an estimate from me. That was actually from Sherry Tussler on that, her estimate. We don't know. We didn't get, at that time, didn't realize the cost of that. I think it was much lower than where we are now. So,
Mr. Chairman, I want to know if the Parks Department, if they had asked Hunger Task Force to pay for that water.
As part of the agreement, they are to provide, they are to, they're responsible for those costs. We are only responsible from the county to provide access to water.
I guess then my follow-up question, Mr. Chairman, is, and I believe Corp Counsel is still here, is the Hunger Task Force in any kind of violation of their lease? You know, this is rather important stuff. I also want to say, Mr. Chairman, that I did not hear a timeline for these discussions that are going on that the director has talked about. It's nice to get people together and discuss and make recommendations, but I still haven't heard when things are going to be implemented.
It seems clear that the process of analysis is ongoing, that conclusions are being reached, and when they are, I'm sure there will be a report perhaps in July back to our committee on the circumstance at the farm and fish hatchery. Would that give you enough time, do you think, to resolve the...
Chairman, I believe you are correct in the process that we're taking to analyze the situation and could come back to you in a later date to provide you a report as far as action steps and timelines.
Sure. Hopefully before the August break,
okay,
which would put it in a July cycle. I think that would be helpful. Ms. Tusser, you have comments you'd like to make?
Sure. At present, Hunger Task Force doesn't have necessary water to refill the ponds. In order to place fish into the Milwaukee County Park lagoons during the early season clinics, we have to lower the water in the ponds, and we were able to move some water from one pond to another while we were doing that, but right now we've got one empty pond, and we need to empty another one for the upcoming June clinics. Replacing the water means turning on the water, and turning on the water means suffering a commercial rate that would be, we would pay for city water. When the lease was executed, the water was free.
One option is to drill a new well, I would assume. Is the aquifer likely to support that?
I don't know enough about wells.
Well, that's part of the ongoing analysis, I would think. But certainly the cost of drilling a well and escaping the cost of municipal water would be of great benefit to all parties involved, I would think. Yes, Supervisor Borkowski.
I had one question that was not answered, and that was about the violation of lease. Is that going on with Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee County? And then I guess my follow-up question to what Ms. Tussler just said was, I'm trying to ask for timeline. I mean, I know that we don't have the cold weather to deal with the next 3-4 months and stuff, but we're going to have a report back before the August recess, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to know, when we turn into pumpkins out there, as far as we need to have something. Okay.
Sure.
I mean, I haven't heard a deadline.
Mr. Dargle respond.
Supervisors, Chairman, I believe that we are not in violation of the agreement that we currently have with the Hunger Task Force and operation maintenance of the facility.
Okay.
We've worked together to do that, and as the chairman mentioned, we are all on the sense of urgency to resolve both the short and long-term goals and deadlines on this. So I would say that we can bring that to you back in July cycle to give you a better idea as far as deadlines and timelines.
I'll try it one more time. We need to have a date that obviously some action needs to take place as far as this water issue is concerned. I guess I'm wondering, for the safety of these fish and for what the fish do for our ponds and everything else, okay, when must the problem with the water be taken care of so that the fish are not in jeopardy? Can we put a timeline or a deadline on that?
Ms. Tussler, can you?
No. We don't have any water, and we need water to grow fish. We've taken all of the trout out. Trout are our cold water fish. They need cold water. Normally, they would be in the hatchery by now. So we've already lost all of the trout. They're lost. They're in the parks, but we don't have any brood stock. We don't have any trout. So we've lost one species, which basically is a three-year growth cycle for us, short of getting these recirculating systems. They cost $46,000 each. And then we could produce new trout in about 2 years. The other fish that are out in the ponds are basically at risk as the weather warms. I'm assuming it's going to warm up at some point here in Wisconsin. And without any fresh water being added to the ponds, we're in a crisis situation because the water will warm and the water will deteriorate and it will become less healthy for the fish, at which point if the fish go into crisis, we will take all of the fish and take them to the closest nearby lake, which is Scout Lake. And then we won't have any fish.
Okay. Mr. Chairman,
do you want to add anything to that, Guy, as far as the timing, the technicalities of that? Because right now we're pulling from Muni Water to do that with a filtration system to fill what we can up right now, pulling from Muni Water. So right now the sky is not falling today. There is something in place.
It's the middle of May.
Chairman and Supervisors, my understanding is that there is some of the municipal water flowing through the dechlorinator system through the hatchery, then into the ponds. That is my understanding. Sherry, would that be accurate?
Into one of the ponds.
Into the large right. U-shaped pond.
Well, okay. We talked about warm weather. Let me just throw it. By August 1, by that time, we'll have probably a couple of months of warm weather. If there is no action out there, then we probably don't have fish. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's fair.
That's all I was asking. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions by committee members? Supervisor Staskunas?
Well, just a comment, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate Supervisor Borkowski's frustration, but it seems to me that we could solve this right away. I mean, money talks. And, I mean, I assume that Parks has been working hard to try to find something that fits within the confines of a budget. Otherwise, you'd have just come in here and recommended that we buy new pumps at whatever new pumps cost. And so when I hear that level of frustration, I assume that if they bring back, and I don't know how much a new pump costs, but I assume you'd be all for it then to pay whatever it costs to buy the new pumps for this thing. Again, we could solve it today, right? Blank check, buy the new pumps, and we're done. But you're working within the confines of a budget.
Right. Supervisor, I believe you've got that correct, and that's the intent of giving you an information, a heads up, that we're going to be coming back to you for a resolution.
Well, and I would suggest bring it back really quick, and one of your recommendations should be to buy as many new pumps as we need, because I know you've got at least one vote there with Supervisor Borkowski.
Mr. Keegan.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, just to clarify a couple things from our last meeting that Guy Smith and I were at with the Hunger Task Force staff and Sherry, we took a look at the short-term risk of those fish. We took a look at how that $610,000 was calculated. We are ready and we are currently pushing water into those rearing ponds to the tune of 500,000 to 1 million gallons of water over this next few weeks. The Hunger Task Force and the Parks Department have agreed to split the cost of that water equally, so we feel that we have got a short-term resolution in place to make sure that we don't have catastrophic fish deaths or anything like that. And so I feel pretty comfortable that we're getting to a place where we need to get to. Short-term, I think we have achieved what we need to do to make sure that we've got a safe environment for the fish. We're working with UWM to do and to take a look at what recirculation system designs, how many it would take to do it. Is there a possibility of popping a residential well over on the Hunger Task Force side of the road? And so these options are being explored, and I think we will come to a resolution that guarantees that we all move can continue to move forward. And so we can keep you updated on the pushing of the water and where we are with the security of the fish.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, appreciating comments and frustrations and interests of my colleagues, is this as simple as saying we replace one, two, three number of pumps each? I heard a price tag, I think $46,000 thrown out. Is it that simple? I've been here long enough. It's not usually nearly that simple.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, what we currently have is a high-capacity well around the House of Correction side. It's a well that's 1,400 feet down. We're pumping water at about 900 to 1,000 feet is where we currently had a pump system. We've had some casing problems with it in the past year, and we've had some pump problems with it. And so to go and to do the work that's needed to be done on the high-capacity well is at least $150,000. So we've taken a look at, okay, is there an opportunity to do a residential well over on the other side of the road with some sand filtration systems like we do with our swimming pools and our wading pools? Is that an option, and how would we put it together? Or we're taking a look at recirculation systems that are closed systems that are continuously running the same water through filtrations and doing it that way. So I think those are a couple different options that we need to further explore, and we are further exploring those.
So it's not just a matter then simply replacing a pump or two pumps, but you said it goes to, well, the depth of the well is there's integral problems to the structure then, right?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, that is correct. Currently in the old system, we were pumping 250 gallons of water out of that high capacity well every minute, 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year, which is 131 million gallons of water, which is flowing through the system and into the Root River. And so I think that there are other more efficient ways to do what we're doing, to grow fish faster, and to be potentially more cost-effective.
We hoped, again, to bring you back, you know, cost-benefit analysis of that,
right,
give
right,
you some
right.
choices, options to look at.
That's where my mind is going. I won't belabor the committee with an extended glimpse into that thought process because we'd be here all day. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, there is another end of to the problem here as well. We're putting fish stock into ponds that currently can barely sustain aquatic life. So the remediation of those ponds has been an ongoing deferred maintenance problem for years. But taxes are lower than they would have been. Is there further discussion of item number 9?
Thank you.
Hearing none, that item is informational. Thank you all for your contributions to our understanding there, and we'll move on to item number 10, please.